So, is there something funny in game? Is there something funny about?
Well, using the devil grab, the devil grabber.
To open Taurus. Well, you hit that button, which surprised me. The same button that summons the devil, opens doors is funny. Being able to grab that guy at the end was cool.
But you had to basically beat him down, and I think you were close.
To another,
Again, it was about that damage threshold. But he is just, that is a very impressive,
boss. Yeah.
like, RPG quality boss that
Yeah.
you're fighting in real time.
Yeah. The big flaming wings, like, that's a cool design.
Well, he's Burial, and he did conquer the Fire Hell.
Fire
So,
hell.
now that's a nice turn of phrase.
Yeah.
I assume that's worse than regular hell.
Yeah.
Or it has more of what made hell so bad.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you're not going to be impressed by the demon that conquered the ice cream hell.
Exactly. Yeah. Food court.
Yeah.
But that sort of setting has always been funny.
Yeah.
Just how commonplace, like, you have a person, and obviously they have demonic heritage,
Yeah.
but it looks like a person.
Yeah.
And there's all these demons, and they seem to know each other.
It's a funny setting, yeah. We did that one, what was the other Devil May Cry one? We've done a couple. We did the Devil May Cry one where it was Devil May Cry and he was like about to cry. Which was, that's high concept.
That was a high
Not
concept.
everyone appreciated that one.
That was a high concept play.
But then we did the one where the molten spider showed up looking for Dante.
Right.
Yeah.
It was a different apartment.
Yeah.
But he does have the devil grab. It's really nice that they put two solid demos.
Yeah, I mean, it really is too,
And we
pretty
can play that
solid.
other one and try to get farther. Like,
Yeah.
now that we know what's up,
Yeah, we could
because they
go
were
through
just
it.
starting to teach us about charging the blade. I mean, were you detecting anything?
I was charging it. You don't seem to be able to charge it while you're locked on, so it's like you have to make a decision before the
Ahead
fight.
of time.
Yeah.
Is it like an opener?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. It's hard to tell how much more damage it does against those ice things because they're just so tough
Right.
to begin with.
Yeah. But I mean, I've played demos. I've downloaded demos that were like a gig
Yeah.
that had less.
Content than that, yeah.
And that's the size of a, CD-ROM. Like, that's actually not deal breaker length.
Yeah.
Played a bunch of solid demos. I mean, these are all these games that, could have been holiday titles that,
Got pushed.
are starting to trickle into the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you wanted to talk about the club instead, we could do a club comic.
I'm not rational about the club.
Yeah.
I have determined that I am not, that I just like things that no one else likes, I'm fairly certain.
Kiko likes it.
Kikyo and I have similar tastes.
Oh.
I mean, when I read people talking about it in message board threads, like I feel sick inside. I feel sick with
People don't like
anger
it?
and rage. I'm not exactly sure what is going on. Like I often hear it referred to as an FPS, and I would have thought the ability to see your character would have implied another.
Perspective?
We have a term,
Yeah.
which is made up of words, and each of the words means a specific thing. But the game is such a, I mean, it's flashy, and it looks like a shooter, but it's really a sort of arcade type. Like, it actually has a lot in common with PGR and Geometry Wars, even though you have guns.
We're trying to get kudos.
Yeah, that's basically
Yeah.
it. And the way that you're trying to build up a combo throughout the level, and that combo is more important. It isn't really about shooting people. It's about timing the pace of your play
Yeah.
over the course of the level. In either of the two ways. Obviously, you
Yeah.
play them a little bit different. But then that this combo is being built up, and then you're losing it piece by piece, and you're trying to get it and get back on top.
Well, it's like Tony Hawk isn't really about skating. It's
Right.
about combos.
Tony Hawk is. I was thinking about this morning as I was driving in. Tony Hawk actually has some of the same virtues. It has points,
Right.
and points are just not, they're not a thing. When you're not putting in quarter after quarter.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. People people aren't playing for score anymore, and so a game that's all about score,
they don't understand it, and they don't understand the score portion, why the scoring is important, and why the score mechanism is what makes the game fun. So they're discarding the entirety of the game and then comparing the basic shooter mechanics to other games whose only virtue is their shooting mechanics.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what does the score get you? Well, it's just a high score.
Exactly. It's like when we used to play Return to Castle Wolfenstein and we saw those reviews that were like, yeah, you can get the gold, but it doesn't really do anything.
The treasure. All you can find is treasure.
It's treasure. you want to get it. You want to obtain it. That's what makes it treasure.
Yeah. But it's not, it doesn't do anything. There's no reason to get it. It's treasure.
Yeah.
That is the reason you get it.
Yeah, it's because of its treasure nature. So you blow open this crypt and there's a bunch of gold bars in there that doesn't excite you.
Yeah.
Then we have alien perspectives.
Yeah.
Like there is nothing in common. Like I still like pinball. Like there's all these classic styles of play and ways of rating play.
Yeah.
That I think are just sort of out of fashion or something.
But I do think that it's confusing because it really does, watching it. It looks like a third person shooter. Like it should be like Gears of War or something. Now that I've watched you guys play it a bunch, it does look more like a racing game where you're talking about going through a track, like making laps around a track and trying to maintain
that combo each lap.
Yeah.
Each time you go around. And we've discussed that before too, where people don't play the game that is in front of them. They play like their expectations of the game that they imagined that it would be.
That's a huge thing right now, yeah.
And this is not, it's not what people thought it would be. I mean, I wonder if this is part of the reason why they were so tight-lipped.
Yeah.
Throughout, because, I mean, it's really just now that you're starting to understand what the gameplay is actually about. And I wonder if they had a sense that people wouldn't understand it, or if people wanted them to make another game where you are a car.
Yeah. Well, people are definitely going to play the club against what they thought it was going to be or what they think it should be.
Oh, it always happens.
I mean, that's what you either have. You either have people who are playing it thinking it was going to be one thing and now it's something else, or playing it thinking, well, this is fine, but it should be like this.
Yeah. When it's actually, there's a lot going for it. Like, I'm not sure how much, it has several multiplayer modes, and I'm not sure that, certainly for Keek and I, I'm not sure if that's the focus.
Like, yeah.
We would, I mean, this hasn't happened since with the 8th grade or something. Well, no, even
try to
later,
beat the other person's high score.
Trying to beat the other person's high score, or one person does a run, and a run in this game is just a few minutes.
Yeah.
It's just a few tightly controlled minutes where you're trying to generate a route.
Yeah.
And you're trying to execute that route in a way that is
optimal.
But it isn't like, ordinarily that type of gameplay doesn't drive me crazy, but it has to do with the amount of gameplay you are experiencing at a time.
Yeah.
Like, in WoW, in order to get mathematically optimal, would require a ridiculous amount of time on my part and on the rest of the guild's part.
Yeah.
Right? To get the right stuff, to make all the numbers come up exactly right, that I'm not interested in that. But I can play, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, and I can get that 2 or 3 minutes down to an incredible level of polish.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, another game, Stuntman. So apparently they're not making Stuntman games anymore, and I totally understand why. Because the game is, you played it, right?
Yeah.
That game is incredibly fucking hard.
Yeah.
And it has exactly the same idea, where the amount of gameplay, this level is only a couple minutes.
But you want to do it perfectly.
Exactly. But you are sort of orchestrating the maneuvers. But you're trying to create them. You're trying to create this route, and then try to do it inside those.
Yeah. But is there an audience for these types of games anymore? I mean, it used to be that when you were playing by yourself, high score was what you played for, because what else would you do?
Yeah, I mean, remember people would mail their scores in.
Yeah, yeah.
They would write their scores on an envelope.
I remember reading magazines, and you would see high scores, like, this is, and you're like, oh, God.
Oh, but it's like pictures, or it didn't happen. where is the fucking picture? You know what I'm saying? It's like, get that Polaroid shit.
Yeah.
Snap it.
But now it's all about the multiplayer experience or playing for unlockable, you know, items or achievements. Yeah. The achievements are essentially the new score, right?
Yeah, the gamer score. Like, this is the meta score.
Yeah, which is maybe too bad.
Well, it's fine, but I mean, it's a matter of where you start to look at the scoring.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with both types of score.
Yeah.
I like scores in games.
Yeah. But I wonder if people's negative reaction to the club is because score just isn't enough anymore. Just raw, a number in the upper right-hand corner of my screen.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the leaderboards are a focus for this game. Like, they're a focus for this game in a way that maybe other games aren't.
Well, they have to be, yeah. I mean,
you know, it's basically like that screen you get at the arcade, that first wave where people are putting in there.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean,
I wonder if the ability to download people's runs, like, a high score is one thing, but to be able to see how they did it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, in PGR.
I used to download demos of PGR videos all the time. In fact, I even watched the Heroes channel.
Oh, really?
Did you ever see that?
No.
So you could watch the Heroes channel, which was like, you're watching like the best racers go.
Oh, okay.
And it was actually really, I found it really exciting. Like, I found that expectation element. Really enjoy
Really enjoy watching people who are good at games play them almost as much as playing them. Like,
yeah, I think we need to put that into packs.
Yeah,
like, these people who are putting up these videos and these speed runs, like, yeah. I think as a spectator sport
could be great.
Some of those things, like people who are incredible at Guitar Hero.
Yeah,
it's amazing to watch.
Yeah. Have you seen that video of the kid, a little kid doing it?
No, I haven't. There's apparently a 9-year-old sort of savant.
Oh, my God. He must be some kind of savant. Yeah, I mean, he does the turnaround where he's not watching the screen for a while, and it's incredible. Brad showed it to me.
What song? Do you know?
I don't know any of the Guitar Hero stuff. It looked like a real hard one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
With a lot of notes.
But he was doing all, watching his hand do the pull-offs and the hammer-ons and stuff, it was mind-blowing.
I wonder if his dad's proud.
Fuck, he's got to be. We videotaped it and put it on YouTube.
I hope so. It was his dad doing it?
I assume so, yeah.
Yeah, we'll watch it. We'll watch that later.
Yeah.
Devil May Cry, super awesome. Really incredible. I don't know if there's a comic.
It's super awesome. I would love for there to be a comic there because it would be great timing. And it would give us an opportunity to talk about it.
I can write about the club in the post. In fact, it'll probably be a transcription of the conversation we have just had.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's just too bad. The universe of Devil May Cry is very funny, as we have established.
Yeah.
And sort of what I like about Devil May Cry is that it knows, too.
That it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It knows that it's fun. Where this, you know, this sort of like young punk is like taunting an immortal devil.
Yeah.
Like, that's hot.
Yeah, it is.
And that devil is hot.
Yeah.
As we've described. Fire Hell.
Fire Hell.
He conquered it. He's Barry.
I wonder if his friends call him Barry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They must.
Probably.
I don't think he likes it.
It's probably his mom calls him Barry.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Let's see. So we have Nero, who basically acts like Dante.
Yeah, I don't understand why is it not Dante?
I'm going to have to figure out they want to do the devil. Maybe they really want to do this devil thing. Like, maybe they felt like that was something they wanted to manage.
The devil arm?
Well, like being able to grab guys.
They didn't think they could do that to Dante?
It may be. It may be.
He's in this game, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah. He's still, it's still the same universe. I mean, he's there. We'll have to read what they consider to be the
story.
Yeah. The stories were always weird.
Firing.
They were weird.
Yeah.
Where he's getting all of his abilities by pushing swords through himself and... I don't know.
I never even paid attention to him.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd skip it if I wasn't there.
Yes. I would skip every story in every game if you weren't there.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to do the obvious ones. Like, there's so many obvious ones.
Yeah.
For the devil, for the demon grabber.
Yeah.
There could be, I mean, it grabs demons. Like, it seems like they could have put some time in.
Into the name?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, I think that they're just, they know well, that
but
it's
also,
funny.
It sort of, it makes sense, too. It's like, what does this demon grabber do?
Oh.
They wanted to help.
Yeah. It's not Devil May Cry. I'm sort of going back and forth between that and the club.
Sure.
But you were playing I was over here working on something, and you were playing, and I heard you guys talking about the other people. Like, are they contestants too?
I think in some cases they are.
Because they got the shaft.
They get fucked.
Yeah, I mean, cause the idea is that it's some sort of game, right?
It's a vicious blood sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah.
And you have the main contestant whose job it is to run through and murder all these people.
Right away.
And if he doesn't do it well, he dies, right?
Yes.
But then you have all these other people, the meat. How did they get roped into this? Like,
yeah. I mean,
what reality show did they think they were signing up for?
It would be like if the food at an eating contest were sentient.
Yeah.
Like no one would endorse that.
Right.
That form of entertainment.
Yeah. And certainly the food wouldn't agree to it.
No. No one would do it.
Yeah.
No one would get behind that. So, but you're right. Like, if it's the same sort of auditions, like, it's sort of a... Because it's a reality program.
Yeah. Yeah, essentially that's what it is.
In a way.
Yeah.
But they don't fight each other, which leads me to believe that they have some role, but it's not...
You mean the exactly. Mercenary type guys?
Yeah, the rest of these...
They're all against you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I thought originally that it might be...
It might be the sort of thing where they think... They're saying, hey, listen, some guy's going to come through here and try to kill all of you. If all of you can stop him...
Bonus.
You get paid a certain amount. That seems like... Maybe that probably seems like a better deal.
Yeah. It's like you would take that side of it.
Yeah. Then
you would stand with the 30 guys...
Instead of the one guy.
Right.
That makes sense, I guess.
Even if he was a crazed Soviet.
Yeah. I might start thinking twice after he had made his second lap through my... factory.
You would think...
and he had wiped out, two waves of my comrades.
I would hide.
Yeah.
I would check my stocks or something.
Yeah, like, I would do something
else. On my BlackBerry. I just got an email that suggests that there's an interview opportunity at GDC with 30 of today's most powerful forces in Nordic gaming.
Nordic gaming?
Right, but I mean, I know what they mean. I know what they mean.
What do they mean?
Well, they mean, like, the companies there, but in my mind, I see it as, like, a pantheon.
Oh. Yeah, I saw a pantheon, too.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to get that rig set up so we can... I'm actually sort of curious about the Pirates of the Burning Sea, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, we're gonna pop it in there. We're gonna see how it is.
Yeah. And it's... Again, it would have to be so good... To make me stop playing WoW, like to switch my MMO of choice or whatever.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, I don't think... I'm not even sure if that's their goal.
Yeah.
It's so particular. Like, the people who want a naval...
Pirate?
I mean, pirates are one thing. Lots of people like pirates, but not everyone wants to actively...
Engage in naval combat
with a naval pace.
That's true.
But they're local. I mean, it's a... We met them a bunch of times. They've been at PAX. I mean, I hope it does good for them.
Yeah,
they're on the station pass, so hopefully
people, that's nice.
It's nice for them. Hopefully people will give it a look see if they're already paying.
Yeah,
they were going to release it on Steam, which I thought was interesting.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd buy it through Steam, and then Steam would handle the.
That makes sense.
I mean, it's two local companies basically working together, but something happened a few months ago to make them switch. So
odd.
Why?
I don't know. I would love to do Devil May Cry, but I just don't. It's just so good, and
yeah. I mean, that's the dark thing is that good games.
It really is a scale. It's like the better they are, as that bar goes up, the harder it is to make a comic.
Yeah. I mean, we did our best with BioShock.
Yeah.
You know, but BioShock has such a distinct universe.
Right.
That there were some hooks for us.
Yeah. And we'd also played a ton of it by that point.
Yeah, absolutely. With DMC, I mean, it may be that once the game comes out and we have a chance to really pound on it.
Yeah, once we get deep into it, there might be something that just sparks. It's funny.
Right. There may be something story-related.
When does it come out?
The day before my birthday.
July
7th? Shut up.
7th?
It's February 5th. Criminal.
Isn't that Hitler's birthday?
Yes.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. You were born the day after Hitler?
Yeah.
Much later.
Arguably an improvement.
Yeah. Your birthday's coming up here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we need a comic strip. The new room, for some reason, complicates the process.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like the chi is getting bottled up somewhere. Like, this room doesn't have good wah.
Well, it's just we haven't written a good one with this setup yet.
Yeah.
You just have to do that first really one where you're like, yeah, bam, that was a hot one.
Yeah, it's like we've got this.
Yeah.
Yeah. How in the name of God are we going to move that?
Bookshelf? I don't know.
Well, we'll try. We'll try, I guess. We're going to put that crisis on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be like, bug out! Like, he's like... Right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Let's hit some news super quick. Give me the news. Give me the news feed.
I'll be your private RSS.
Dateline, Kotaku.
Halo Sword.
No, keep going.
Franken Review. I'm shocked that people like No More Heroes.
It's a good game. I am blown away that anyone likes it. How the fuck do they like that?
I don't get it.
How does the same review system that shits on Assassin's Creed give No More Heroes?
I don't get it.
Perfect score.
I'm overjoyed.
I love it. It's a fantastic game.
That means that people will,
yeah,
will hopefully give it a look.
But I don't understand. I don't get it.
I'm glad, but it's weird.
Yeah. All right. What else? Come on. Is there something in No More Heroes? It's fun.
It is fun.
It's sort of ridiculous.
It's awesome.
Did you know that you were playing it standing up?
Not really.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I can't even imagine playing that game sitting down.
Yeah, you played the whole time I watched you. You were playing it standing up.
Yeah. But it's like, when you cut a person open and then a rain of coins and blood
yeah,
shoots out, that's all you need to know.
And then you play the slots.
But the main character is just really funny.
Yeah. It's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, it really does.
And probably the best UI element ever in the tiger.
He crawls out.
Goes back.
I think they should re-release. I think that if this does well, I think they should release Killer 7 on the... They should try to bring it to the Wii.
Yeah.
It's a much weirder game, and I think it's much less...
Accessible.
But it was basically a light gun shooter, and they had no light gun.
Yeah.
The game might actually make a lot more sense on the Wii. It would probably be a lot more fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's a possibility. I'll put that in there. Having to choose between Devil May Cry and Cold Sept is only a joke that's funny to me.
Yeah.
I think for every other human being...
It's not really much of a choice.
There's no choice.
Well, maybe there's something there.
No More Heroes. Sony is saying that they're going to sell more PlayStation 3s than the 360s can, of course. Yeah, whatever. The Turok videos were funny.
Yeah. I'm interested in Turok.
He fucks the shit... That fucking...
He will screw dinosaur. Over a dinosaur.
Yeah. There's nothing left.
No. I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So...
What else?
Team... I guess Ico has a new... The Ico team has teased their new project.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's just one picture. That doesn't help. That Super Smash Brothers footage was incredible.
Yes, we should be getting that any day.
Tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow. Well, it ships tomorrow, right? The Japanese version?
Yeah. So it'll be soon.
I bet we'll have it early next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we popped that order in there a while ago. It's all zero.
Yeah, I was thinking about Smash Brothers. And the having Sonic in there, watching that video was super cool to see Sonic and Mario.
The gems and shit?
Yeah, but it's like, if you had gone back in time...
Impossible.
And told me when I had my Genesis, you know, that they would eventually be in the same game in the year 2008. Like, I would have not believed you, first of all, and been sort of angry.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, I would not have wanted, like, Sonic was mine. He was Sega. Like,
yeah, you don't want his... speed, you know, and his energy sort of diluted.
Yeah. And honestly, there's really no fight there. I mean, it's the same thing with the Olympic Games thing. Like, why even, like...
It's unfair.
Sonic would kick the shit out of Mario.
In racing,
in anything. And even in Smash Brothers, in fighting.
Yeah.
Mario's gonna bop him on the head, like... I don't know, Sonic would beat his ass.
But you're saying that the spin dash...
Yeah.
Is would come into play.
Yeah. I am.
But you best believe. God, I wish that we had written down some of the crazy shit that that guy, that Travis Touchdown says in No More Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Where his battle cries are like pastries.
Yeah. I mean, is there a comic in the concept of the high score just not being what it used to be?
There's a very high concept comic that no one would enjoy.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe the people do like points. Maybe that I'm just not detecting something, or maybe that they dislike the game for a different reason. You know?
No, I think we're right.
Yeah, just a game with quick levels that you're trading the controller back and forth on. It just those were good times.
Yeah.
I think we can have those times again.
Yeah. Because it's not, if you don't like it, I really think that's got to be the reason, because they executed extremely well on that vision. Like, if you look at what they want it to be, they did it. They accomplished it. Like, it's great. And if you don't like it, it's because you don't want that game. Not because there's something,
And that's
flawed with it.
I think that's an important distinction.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that it's, we discussed this with taste.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that they can taste.
Yeah.
And when they play something like that and they don't like it, I think that it's hard to determine if they just don't like it or if it's bad.
Yeah.
I don't think that they have the granularity to detect that. Yeah. And the reality is that this is just a case where it lined up, where my expectations for the game,
right,
and what they delivered happened to be identical.
Yeah.
That just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I just lucked out. I don't have a more, you know, fine-tuned apparatus. I just happened to come up. It all came up Jerry this time. Like Myth was like that.
Yeah.
Myth was good. Exactly. Yeah. Like, I saw the screenshots.
Yeah.
I read the interviews. I was like, this is the kind of game this is. And then when we got it, it was exactly what we thought.
Yeah.
And it was incredible. Like, they actually delivered exactly what they said, and I interpreted what they said accurately.
Yeah.
Ico.
Ico was like that, yeah.
It was another game that was exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Rez was like that for me. Mm-hmm.
But essentially, if you don't like the club, you're a bad person.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it boils down to.
That
you're a drooling moron.
You're a thought criminal.
Yeah.
Is that frame one? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the idea that they're out there comparing it to FPS is, like, is ridiculous. If anything, you should compare it to... There's nothing to compare it to.
Well, there are other games.
Yeah, I mean, I guess compare it to PTR.
Their other games make a perfect basis for comparison.
Yeah. Yeah, the pursuit of the perfect run.
Right.
Is really, seems like their philosophy, like, whether it's Geometry Wars, like, or PGR.
Yeah. And they've created a structure to reward certain types of
But
behavior.
Polishing your skills.
Exactly. And in the club, it isn't just speed.
Yeah.
There's speed, and somehow they've introduced the idea of pace.
Right.
And speed together.
Yeah.
And the character is very heavy, or at least the ones that they've delivered in the demos. The characters are very heavy. Like, you need to play the game in a very deliberate way. And if you jump in there and you just want to run and gun, it's going to fight you the whole way.
Right.
You will perceive it as bad.
Yeah, maybe we need to let people know that it's not what they think it is.
It might help.
Yeah.
I mean, they might find something to enjoy. I don't know if that's asinine or not.
Yeah.
I'm kind of an asshole. That's the sort of thing I would do.
Well, we've made a good living at it.
Yeah. We've been rewarded.
Yeah.
Fabulously.
If you don't like the club, you're a thought criminal. I mean, Gabe has had his moments in the sun where he'll sort of have a comic like the Mario Party one where it's him and the audience, yeah, and it's like, this is the fucking way it is.
Tycho has done it a couple times.
If you like Mario Party, you like shit. It's shit.
You remember Kevin Anderson? Oh, hello. I was just reading, we were talking about Frank Herbert.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Raping his corpse. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a template in place.
Yeah. I like that it's sort of... Because Tycho, in the sort of cushioned seat with the drink,
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like maybe like one of the panels is from behind.
Yeah.
The drink is out.
Yeah. If I see one more person say that they like Gears better, it's not as good as Gears. Yeah, then it'd be great if Gabe comes in at the end. Did you play the club demo? It's one of the shittiest shooters I've ever played.
No!
It's full on Anakin style.
His head just pops off and lava shoots out of his neck, like Pompeii style.
Sure, sure. Or I could launch into space.
Yeah.
I do like the idea of thought crimes.
Yeah.
I still think there might still be a club comic in the other participants as well.
In-game sort of thing?
Right.
Yeah. It would be a very weird comic strip, and I don't know if it would be funny. It might be a couple more panels than we normally do, but hear me out. We hit that dumpster, and crystallized demon blood came out.
Yeah.
What if we show what led up to that? Why was someone throwing away crystallized demon blood? Like, what if the last panel is Dante, but not Dante?
Nero.
Yeah, he's like, ka-chow, and the demon blood's coming out of the dumpster. But then before that, it's like, what happened at that house?
Right, right. It is high concept.
It's very weird.
But I don't mind weird. My first assumption was that it was actually a creature that looked like a dumpster, but...
Oh.
Someone could have put it in there.
Certainly. Yeah, I mean, I imagined that someone threw away a garbage bag full of it.
But it could just pile up in a house.
Yeah.
Like, and also, crystallized demon blood is the sort of thing that you might turn to OxyClean.
To get out. It might be like someone's in the fridge. I mean, do you know if this crystallized demon blood is still good? Well, what's the date? I don't know. 23rd? I guess it's bad.
No, I mean, the best thing would be if you had the demon blood, like... God only knows what the script on it would look like.
Yeah.
I can't tell. It's all in that devil writing.
Well, smell it.
Oh!
Ugh. Doesn't smell very good when it's probably bad. But it's demon blood. It probably smells bad when it is good. Just throw it out.
Where does the dumpster come into this?
Then you put it in this. So he puts it in the garbage bag and he's like, throws it in there.
And that's in the first part. That's in the 10-minute part of the demo. That's in the first part we played?
Yeah.
Damn, that conversation is really funny, actually. Just, like, you wouldn't be able to read it.
Yeah.
Because they have some weird container, right? It looks like there's a little head.
Yeah.
Why do we have this? I don't even know if it's good anymore. And it's literally crystallized demon blood, right?
That's what it says, yeah. Have you ever done the milk a couple days after expiration?
Yeah. You, like, drank it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good milk.
I guess.
In fact, I think it's improved. It becomes richer.
Yeah.
Fuller.
For some reason, I'm super paranoid about that. Like, I won't even drink it on the day that it expires. Like, if it says the 23rd, Best Buy the 23rd, and it's the 23rd, I won't do it.
But why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just terrified. Like, I'm afraid it's my neurosis, right? I'm afraid that some chemical reaction happens in the milk immediately on that day. I mean, I know it doesn't work that way. I know logically that's not what happens.
Here, then, let me set your mind at ease. If they say that the 23rd is the date,
yeah,
there is probably an additional week
of safe drinking. That's what Kara says.
At least.
I know.
It's even then.
I can't do it. Yeah, I mean, people have told me that all my life. My mom used to tell me that. Honey, it's good for another 4 or 5 days at least. And no, I won't do it.
Oh, it's probably that
I trust labels.
Yeah.
I think that's what
more,
it is.
More than your own mother.
Yeah. Like, it's the same thing with, like... Advil or something, right? Like, Kara will be like, well, take three.
Yeah.
I'll be like, well, it says take one every 12 hours.
I can't do that.
She's like, yeah, you'll be fine. Just take two at least.
The milk is one thing. Like, yeah. I'm a thirsty person.
Yeah.
I'm willing to accept certain, dangers when it comes to drinking milk.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start talking about pills,
yeah,
I can't.
Yeah, I'm scared of them.
I can't do it. See the little face on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that crystallized demon blood conversation. I don't think it makes any sense. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
But it is everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's a joke in it being everywhere.
Yeah.
Like that demon crystal, it's demon blood. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go, every object is full of demon blood.
What if we did this? What if, it's sort of a way to sort of strip it down a little bit and get it more manageable? What if the first panel or two panelists Gabe and Tycho playing the demo, and they're like, "Why the fuck is there demon blood in every garbage can and dumpster like that you knock over? Like, where is this stuff coming from? And why is it ending up in the dumpster?" And it's like the last panel is the joke where it's like, "Honey, is this demon blood still good? I don't know. Smell it. Ugh. I don't think so. I'm gonna throw it out. I think it's crystallized.
No, it's crystallized. I don't.
Yeah, but like a sort of just normal person with, you know, from the back, like looking into his fridge, and there's all the normal, like there's the milk, and then there's the crystallized screaming face on the demon blood.
I mean, that form we've used before. That exact form.
For what?
The ring.
The ring?
The insect that had the ring.
Oh, yeah, that's totally different, though.
Yeah?
Well, that, it's definitely a form. Y is X like this.
Sure.
Ah, here, we'll show you.
Okay.
But it's not the same thing, like, yeah, I mean, why these animals had loot is funny.
Yeah.
Why is there crystallized demon blood and everything? Showing why is the funny thing, and that's what's different in each of them.
Gotcha. Why is every object completely...
Yeah.
Infused
with crystallized demon blood. I mean, even this dumpster had demon blood in it. Where the fuck did that come from? And then, boom, we go into the...
Let's see. So does Tycho have a response to that? It would get, it would have a nice balance.
Yeah.
Honey? Why is every object number this death? This demon blood in this dumpster? Why? What is it doing in the dumpster?
So then we have two panels of man and fridge.
The man and fridge thing is really fun.
Yeah, yeah. I think we, there's two panels there.
I'm going to try to keep as much of that man and fridge stuff as I can.
Yeah.
Crystallized demon. Can we full of crystallized demon blood? There's demon blood in the goddamn dumpster.
How did it get there? Assuming someone threw it out.
as though you had just hit it. There's demon blood in this goddamn dumpster. Is this demon blood so good? I think it's crystallized.
I don't know. What's the date on it? Can't tell. It's
all in that devil writing.
It's all written in devil tongue. We'll smell it. Ugh.
Maybe it's supposed to smell bad. I don't know. It's devil blood.
Just throw it out.
I think it's crystallized. What's the date? I can't read it.
I trust that you can come up with a good name for hell language.
Yeah, I mean, do you think it should be more elaborate?
I think it needs to be a funny made-up word for...
Yeah. Is this demon blood so good? Well, what's the date?
I don't know. It's written in...
Yeah. Are we going to show it? Well, it's just those heads.
We don't have a panel to
it's
show it.
It's just those heads.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know. Yeah, it's D-U-N-N-O.
I don't know. It's written in... Was it Constantine, or they called it Hellspeak?
Yeah.
That's good. It's a great movie.
There's a lot... There was a lot to like there. I hope they get around to doing it again.
Yeah.
Catholicism is just the best. Is the best fantasy setting.
Yeah, even if you don't believe it, it has got some fantasy hooks, man.
They're all over. Here, the back is all. Yeah. So then, where does it go from there? I can come up with a name.
Okay. So it's like I don't know.
It's all in this.
It's written in X.
Like, we'll smell it.
Smell it.
It smells bad. Maybe it's supposed to. I don't...
Ugh, it smells bad, but maybe it's supposed to.
Or, you know what? Maybe he says... Maybe he comes up with that plan on his own.
Yeah.
Ugh. Ugh. It smells awful. But maybe it's supposed to. I don't know.
I'm going to throw it away. Let's order pizza. Like, that's what he was going to
eat. Blood tonight.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to toss this. Let's just order pizza. Like, they were going to eat it. Yeah, fuck it. I'm just going to throw it away. We'll order pizza.
Are you supposed to? I don't know.
You know what? Fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm throwing this out.
I'm throwing this out. We'll order pizza.
But it's like, I mean, are they going to order hell pizza? Like,
well, I think they're just going to order pizza. Like, their options were, they were either going to have leftover demon blood tonight.
Let's call for pizza.
But that's out.
Fuck it.
So they're going to call Ray's famous pizza.
Deep tongue.
That's good.
Ugh, is that supposed to? Fuck it. Turn this out. Cuff pizza. Yeah. Go ahead and read that. Good.
Why is every object in Devil May Cry 4 completely full of crystallized demon blood? See? There's even demon blood in this goddamn dumpster. What is it doing in there? Honey, is this demon blood still good? I think it's crystallized. Well, what's the date? I don't know. The back is all written in deep tongue. Ugh, it smells awful. Maybe it's supposed to. Fuck it, I'm throwing this out. Let's call for pizza.
Yeah, that's good. Let's see it.